listening to Crick Info Talk.
Hello and welcome to Crick Info Talk. I'm Akhila Rangana and I have with me former India batsman Sanjay Manjrekar to talk about the 11 IPL game ban that has been imposed on Harbhajan Singh after he pleaded guilty to slapping Srishant after Friday's game between the Kings 11 Punjab and Mumbai Indians. My first question to you is, what do you make of this punishment? Do you think perhaps even Srishant should have been hauled up too?
Firstly, let me say the governing council of the IPL have done the best that they could have. They had only the authority to decide on their own tournament. They couldn't encroach on BCCI's territory and do more. So what they've really done is that they've given Harbhajan Singh a complete ban for this season of the IPL, which is the best that they could have done. I think the eyes of the world are now on the BCCI, whether that is going to be it, whether it's going to finish with this 11 IPL games or there's going to be more coming in the way of Harbhajan Singh, because there's now a new angle that has been brought in, which has been called double jeopardy, whether, you know, BCCI again then penalizes Harbhajan Singh and then it becomes, punishment twice for the same offense. Well, the problem is if BCCI doesn't have their own penalty on Harbhajan Singh, then what happens is after that act, physical assault on a player on the cricket field, what Harbhajan will get is only a four-week ban. 4 weeks of the IPL gone, so that's it. When you look at the time frame, it's just 4 weeks ban for physical assault on another player. And let's not forget, these are two stars, and this happened in a highly visible tournament. So I think the BCCI needs to take a more serious view, and I expect them also to add a little more to what the IPL governing council has done. As far as Srishant is concerned, there could have been provocation, but provocation is something that always happens on the cricket field. So, yes, the provocator also is to be held responsible, but a man who reacts and, reacts in the fashion that he's done obviously has to get a stricter penalty. Well, I've said this before, I say this again. Harbhajan Singh and Srishant both need some counselling. The problem in Indian cricket at the moment is that, Harbhajan Singh, when he came back from Australia, didn't get too many wickets, but he came back as a hero in the eyes of the masses. Even if you look at the promotions for the IPL, they say this is not players versus players. These are warriors and this is war. So basically there are a few players out there who believe that if they behave in a certain fashion, they get more attention, they get more stardom. So that's a trend that the BCCI should try and curb. And aggression is, how you bowl, whether you bowl aggressively or you bat aggressively. Sanath Jayasuriya, Adam Gilchrist, one of the most aggressive batsmen in world cricket, do not behave in the way that some of the aggressive players that we presume just by their behavior are aggressive cricketers. So I think that is something that the BCCI should now look at, whether, some young players are getting caught up in this thing of having a certain image for themselves which gets them more attention and just builds their brand value. I think there are a few players getting sucked into this.
Sanjay, but was this entire issue something inevitable given the way the Indian players have been behaving? Is this a case of aggression having gone horribly wrong?
This is something that we discussed on the Crick Info Roundtable as well before the tour of Australia. India is playing well as a team. India is performing better against the stronger teams. It's performing better than it's ever done against the best team in the world, the Australians. A lot of that has been attributed to the aggression that the Indian team shows. I think there are a few players in the team who believe that you've got to behave in this way to get results. But that kind of an approach to winning matches is not the Indian way, in the sense that it doesn't come naturally to you. I'm not saying that India has to just take everything lying down, but it doesn't come naturally to you. It's like the Sri Lankans, who don't really play in this fashion because it doesn't come naturally to them. So when you do something that is unnatural, at some point, you get found out. That is exactly what has happened, because if you look at the Australians, it's a way of life for them. Shane Warne's aggression is control, and sometimes it is just acted out, whereas, deep down he's well in control of his own behavior. Our aggression seems uncontrolled. It doesn't seem deliberate, and there's always a fear that certain players are going to take it a bit too far.
So Sanjay, would you say that in the case of quite a few players, quite a few Indian players, this aggression is just part of an image building thing for them?
Well, if you look at promotions that happen before a tournament, and if you see the build up of tournament, whether it's news channels or the host broadcasters, you'll see certain players behaving in a certain fashion being splashed on the screens. You know, that is the kind of build-up. The build-up for the IPL has been that these are not cricketers, these are warriors. So, you know, players behaving in a certain fashion on the field, you know, showing aggression and tearing down at the batsman, looking very angry and not realizing that while they are, you know, showing that kind of aggression, they're themselves looking like monsters. But these are the pictures that are shown everywhere. And there are certain players who feel that, you know, if they behave in a certain fashion, they'll get more attention and there'll be people around them who are in the business of marketing who will tell them that actually this is helping you increase your brand value. So there will be a few players who would get sucked into this and do this deliberately to get more attention. So that is something that one has to be mindful of. And it's again, the BCCI has got to be just aware of all these things. These are things that will happen, you know, because this is now a marketable sport. There's a lot of commercialization of the sport that is happening. It's not going to remain as pure as it was in the 60s and 70s. So all these things are part and parcel of a changing sport. BCCI has just got to be aware of all these changes and the effects of, you know, this tremendous visibility that the sport gets.
And Sanjay, in conclusion, you know, do you think that the board now needs to address this as a wider problem? You've been vocal about the need for the BCCI to force Harbhajan to undergo counselling. How do you think the board should address this problem now?
Well, I wonder if after the match, when Harbhajan was where he was, and if there was somebody like, say, Greg Chappell or a respected coach behind Harbhajan Singh, would he have acted in that fashion? You know, so that is one step. You've got to have somebody in charge of the team that the team respects, not somebody that the team can take for granted. So, you know, that is one question that is raised by this. If there was a senior, more respectable coach near Harbhajan Singh, would Harbhajan have behaved in that fashion? That is one thing. You know, just being watchful, I think, is what BCCI need to be. Just keep watching the players and watching certain players, whether they behave in a certain fashion deliberately. Is there something more to the behavior of certain players? The BCCI has to also become guardians now. Now, dishing out penalties is simple. You know, somebody gets out of hand, you sort of give him a rap on his knuckles. But there's also another step after that, because you want that talent, because these are, you know, talented young players, and you want them to be serving Indian cricket for a long time, and you want them setting the right examples. So just dishing out penalties is also not going to be enough. There's got to be another step, which I've mentioned before as well. There's got to be counselling and making sure that, you know, a Harbhajan Singh, after whatever penalty or punishment he gets, comes back a more balanced person. I see Irfan Pathan has changed a lot since he was dropped from the Indian team after the initial stardom. I see he's looking a lot more balanced. You know, the BCCI should maybe look at Harbhajan Singh and Srishant as the two next cases that they've got to tackle and make sure that they come back just being a little more balanced and just being aware of, you know, their own behavior and not getting out of control.
Right, Sanjay, thank you so much for your views.
This is Crick Info Talk.